Malka. So we start off, obviously the question is this really a chova or not? How much an obligation is this concept of Malka? So the Gemara in source number one, when Shabbos says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Olam Yisadar Adam Shulchano Be'erev Shabbos, Av Bishenino Tzarech El Kazayis. So you have to set your table on Erev Shabbos, obviously to eat on Friday night, even if you only need to eat a kazayis. Why would you only need to eat a kazayis Friday night? I guess if you went to a bris, I don't know, or something. You had some type of simcha that was allowed on Erev Shabbos, so you were full. So still, you only need to eat kazayis. So then, you still have to set your table. But Amar Bichanina, lo olim yisadar adam shulchan motzei Shabbos, afal bishenino tzarech el kazayis. So too, you have to set your table motzei Shabbos, even if you only need a kazayis. You still have to set your table motzei Shabbos. So you see the Gemara says that there's a chiyuv to set your table motzei Shabbos. He uses the language of la'olam. So it sounds like it's something that we would have to do. But already the Mishnah Berurah, which you have photocopied, so towards the end of Sif Katan Beis, so it's in the second column, right before Sif Katan Gimel, says v'da d'mikol makom su'uda zo ein achova alav kama shal su'udos shal Shabbos. It's not an obligation like all the other three su'udos. Shamas machuva akra, because over there it's based on a pasuk. The zerak mitzvah ba'alma. This is just a mitzvah ba'alma, whatever that means. So if you're only able to have three of the four seudos, so obviously you should have the three seudos of Shabbos and not have the fourth seuda of Lav Malka. So the Mishnah Berurah already says it's not a chiyuv gamar. The Magen Avraham also says it's not a chova kol kach. The Rishonim already say this. The Ritva and others say that it's not really a tremendous chiyuv. However, the Vilna Gaon, brought in Maisa Rav, says it's a chiyuv gamar. And we would think this as well, because the language is la'olam yisadar adam shulchan motzei Shabbos. So it sounds like it's something that we should be doing. And we pointed this out already, I don't remember when, whenever we had the shir on Shnayim Mikra v'Echa Targum, we find the same language by Shnayim Mikra v'Echa Targum, that la'olam, a person should finish the parshiyosav with the tzibur. And by Shnai Mikra, that's viewed as a chova. So then why would we think that there would be a difference if it uses the same language? Just as olam over there means a chiyuv gamar, so to olam over here should mean a chiyuv gamar. So the Vilna Gaon says that it's a tremendous chiyuv. And the Chayyadam also says it's a chiyuv gamar. In the Maisa Rav, it brings down this story that the Vilna Gaon felt it was such a chiyuv that one time he was sick, he was throwing up Motzei Shabbos, so he couldn't eat his Malava Malka, but he was so committed that he felt that it was such a chiyuv that he told everyone around him that they should wake him up. He woke up in the middle of the night, and for some reason there were people that were awake at that time in his house. I'm not sure why, I didn't get that part of the story. But he asked them to check if it wasn't Olos HaShachar yet, that they should force a kazayis of pas down his throat, even though he was sick, so that he could fulfill his mitzvah of Malava Malka. So clearly he felt that it was a pretty big chiyuv. So we have the Mishnah Berurah, other poskim on the one hand, who say it's not such a chiyuv gamar, and the Vilna Gaon on the other hand, who says it is a tremendous chiyuv. The Archa Shulchan in source number 3 says, Rabim ein izharm besuda zo, v'hamakayma scharam aruba, v'chol yirei alokim mitamtsim v'kayma v'ochon kazayis. So whether it's a chiyuv gamar or not, the Archa Shulchan points out that many people aren't careful about this suda. And if you fulfill this suda, if you eat this suda, so then you get a lot of reward. And Yirei Elokim do try their hardest in order to be able to at least eat a kazai. So we should try our hardest to fulfill this mitzvah. And it's said that we don't really put in the effort to be able to fulfill this mitzvah. This is what the Archa Shulchan points out, that it's not so great that we don't do this. And already related to our parsha, just worked out this way, didn't see this until after I had already decided that I would talk about this, but the Zina Rebbe says from our parsha, the pasuk says, "Sulam mutzav arza v'roshom magi hashamayma." So sulam samech lamed mem stands for. Any guesses? Seudas levia malka. Okay, seudas levia malka samech lamed mem. So sulam stands for seudas levia malka, and mutzav arza, we treat it like it's on the ground, like it's this worthless thing, we trample on it, we're not machshav it at all. But roshom magi hashamayma, really, its potential is up in the heavens. And we have to realize, you know, when you start learning about Lava Malka, it's one of those things, I always thought of it like Hoshana Rabbah. Like Hoshana Rabbah, you know, you don't really find in the basic Makoros so much about the concept of Hoshana Rabbah being a Siyum Hadin or anything like that, or this lofty day. But when you start looking in these more Kabbalistic sources or Hasidic sources, whatever it may be, all of a sudden it becomes this huge day that you knew nothing about. So it's the same thing in Malava Macha. The more you look into it, the more you see it's a school for this and a school for that, and women, it's a school for easy childbirth, and for men, it's a school for Parnassa, and all these things. So it has all these, and we sing more Zmiros by, if you look in the Bencher, there's more Zmiros by Malava Malka than by all the others. Like, there's all these things about Malava Malka, because it really is this holy thing, but we, Sula Mutzavarta, we don't really treat it appropriately. And the Yalkut Gershoni says that we see how important it is from the fact that it's given its own simon. I was able to make it on one page. It has its own simon, just one line, about being careful to eat Malava Malka. They point out that the only other time that this thing occurs is by Rosh Chodesh. It also, there's a special simon that says you should eat extra food on Rosh Chodesh. And some have, B'derech Tzchos, they say that when Eliyahu was on Har Carmel, he said, Amataya atem poschim al shnei se'ifim, so it refers to these two se'ifim. You're not really being mocked on these two se'ifim. But either way, we see the chashivas of this mitzvah of Malava Malka. So even though we might not go like a Vilna Gaon or like the Chai Adam to say that it's a Chiyuv Gamur, we still see that it's a very valuable mitzvah. It's definitely a mitzvah. And our Chashochan says that we should try our best to fulfill it. And a nice idea from the Regina Rebbe from this week's Parsha. So what is this mitzvah about? Why should we fulfill it, and how do we go about it? So what's the reasons for this mitzvah? So in source number two, Rashi says, the reason for the mitzvah of Malava Malka is, Kavod Nami Kavod Shabbos, Lolavo Spitz Yaso Derech Kavod. It's in order to honor the Shabbos, so that you as it leaves, you honor it when it leaves. Kadam HaMalav Es HaMelech B'tzeiso Min Ha'ir. So just like when a king comes into the city, and you go out to greet him, and when the king leaves the city, you escort him out of the city, as we saw when the Satmar Rebbe left. It's a pretty big deal. So too, Kavachomer Shabbos, just as we greet Shabbos with Kabbalah Shabbos, so then we should escort Shabbos out with this special meal as well. So that's what Rashi says the reason is, and that reason is also brought in the Mishnah Berurah in the top of the second column of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Kishem She'adam Malav Es HaMelech B'tzeiso Min Ha'ir. That's the point. It's all about Kavod Yim Mechabed Shabbos. However, another reason is brought down by the Mishnah Berurah, and originally found in the Shibboleth Halakha brought by the Beis Yosef, that there is this Eber called Niskoi, as it's punctuated here. Eber Echad Yesh Ba'adam the Niskoi Shmo, and this Eber is Nishar Kaim Bekever Ares HaTachia. Somehow, this Eber remains, even once you're buried and all your other limbs are rotting away, this Eber remains. Afilu Achash HaNirkavu B'kola, someone's and all the bones have rotted, Zeha Eber Eino Neh Mishum Achila. But this limb doesn't get any satiation from any food. Ki'im Yisudas Malava Malka. The only way to build up this aver that you have is through the Suda of Malava Malka. So we see that another reason to eat this Suda of Malava Malka is to give sustenance, some type of food, to this aver which we are going to be brought back from the dead from. The Shaar HaTzion in Zion says, V'tam l'ze isa v'el yaraba, l'ki she'eber ze lo kiba hana me'etz hadas. Somehow this Eber did not receive any hana from the Eitz Hadas. The Adam achalo v'erev Shabbos. Because Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas on Erev Shabbos. We know it was a sixth day. V'hu e'mo hana mima'achal ki motzai Shabbos. And this Eber only gets hana from food that's eaten on motzai Shabbos. L'fichach l'nigzar alav li kalos afilu adeh hamisa. So when the Zeir was made to Adam that he is going to die, he's not going to live forever, etc. So that was only made on the rest of the body. But on the limb that did not receive any hana from the Eitz Hadas, that Zeir was not made. So that's why this is going to be the limb that lasts with us forever. The Siddur Yaveit says that this limb is all Ruchni. And Malav Malka is all Ruchni. How do we know that Malav Malka is all Ruchni? Because you're not hungry, at least in the summertime. You're not hungry when you're eating it. And you're only eating it to show that you're fulfilling the mitzvah. So just as you're only eating this Su'uda for Ruchni purposes, so that's why this limb gets sustenance from this Su'uda. Finally, a third reason, I didn't see it inside, but I saw quoted the Chassam Sofer, the Masech HaShabbos says that it's to satisfy the loss of the Neshama Yisera. Just like the Samim we smell in order to satisfy the loss of the Neshama Yisera, so to this extra meal is to satisfy this loss of the Neshama Yisera. This doesn't necessarily work with the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva says that the Nefesh Yisera doesn't leave until after the Suda Motzei Shabbos. I'm not sure how we would know exactly either way. But three potential reasons why we have this mitzvah of Sudas Malava Malka, the fourth meal. Either because it's escorting out the Shabbos, or because of this extra Eiver Niskoi, and we need to give it sustenance so that we could have Tchias Mesim, or in order to satisfy the loss of the Neshama Yaseir. So when do you have to eat this meal by, this Sudas Malava Malka? So, the Siddur Yaveit says that you should eat it as close as possible to Havdalah. And the Mishnah Berurah says this as well. Again, the top of the left column, the end of the line, the first line says, Mitam Zen Nira, since it's about escorting the king, escorting the Shabbos Malkasa, Shetob L'Hakdimah K'deshetiyah Smuch L'Yitziyah Shabbos. So then the meal should be as close to Shabbos ending as possible, because Shabbos is leaving. And if you don't have the meal right away, Shabbos has already left, and you haven't escorted Shabbos yet. So if the whole point is to escort Shabbos out, so then you would have to do it right after Shabbos ends. And in the Shaar Tzion, in Hey, explains, the Had Derech L'Viyahu Be'ez HaYitziyah, V'lo Achar She'Kvar Yatza. V'Yisiyach Da'ito Mimenu, Shalo Esach Bekeva Malacha Kodem. What happens? The king leaves, and then all of a sudden you wake up and you say, oh, let's go escort the king out. The king already left, and you've been busy doing work, or you've been busy whatever it is that you're doing, Motzei Shabbos, before you eat your Malava Malka. So to here, you're going to be in trouble now. So if the whole point is to escort the Shabbos Malka out, so then we should do it right away. And the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the Beis HaLevi, this is why you need people who bring stuff down, because there's no way that I'm looking into Malava Malka that I would have seen this. But Haggadah Shel Pesach, the Beis HaLevi, brings that the Brisker Rav was no hate to do it right away. And some say that this is what you should do. You should make sure to eat something right away, right afterwards. And we see that, you know, you look at the halachas, when you learn some halachas of Havdalah and the like, they talk about, you know, you can wash before you make Havdalah and then eat the bread after Havdalah. So who's washing by Havdalah? So if you really hold that, you have to have the Malava Malka immediately. So we see that that's what many were knowing that way, to eat the Malava Malka immediately after Havdalah. But if you look at the luach, I don't know if you have the luach here, but I have the luach in every shul that has all this manin. So if you look on the top part of the luach, not the bottom part where it has the basic times, but then on the top part it has different times. And if you look by Friday, it says the latest time to have a Sudas Keva, today, it'll tell you what time. And then on Shabbos, it says at the end, the latest time to have your Sudas Malava Malka, or Suda Revius, as it's called on there, Lichatchila, is 4 hours after Tzeis HaKochavim. And all the Sfarim bring this down, and they bring it down from the Yisod V'Shorash HaAvoda, says Matsasi, that this was the case. He doesn't say where he found it. He just says that that's where he found it, that he found that the latest time to eat it is 4 hours after Tzeis. And the Kavachayim brings this down also. But everyone brings this down from the same Yisod V'Shorash HaAvoda and the Kavachayim. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down. And the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down, and the Aruch HaShulchan doesn't bring it down. But we find this sometimes, and you just have to believe, I guess, that it's the Siyata Dishmaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, or Hashgacha Pratis, that some Shitas just have mazel, and they become the Shita that's accepted. How this Shita of the Yisod, we don't always follow the Kavachayim, we probably rarely, Ashkenazim probably rarely follow the Kavachayim, and the Yisod HaShorash HaVoda, there's probably many times that we don't follow it, but for some reason this became. And no one brings down a reason that I saw. But Reb Nevinsel says that you should try and be machped for it. So much so that he says that, as we'll see, there's a discussion what type of food you should eat, if it have to be pas, mizonos, etc. And he says that you have to take that into account if you're going to be able to, if you only have mizonos before the fourth hour, and you'll be able to get pas after the fourth hour, it's a discussion what you should do. But where did this fourth hour come from? Why is it l'chatchila? I don't know where 4 hours would even come from. And it didn't bother me until I always saw it, because, you know, when you're waiting for Chazar Sashats or whatever, and you're looking at the luach, so I always saw that shita, and then I was trying to find a reason for it, I couldn't find it, but it's all from the Yisod HaShorash HaAvoda and the Kavachayim. Try to do it before the fourth hour, l'chatchila, and this shita has great mazel. The Ben Ish Chai says that it should be done before Chatzos, and Orchos Rabbeinu says that this is what the Stipler was knowing also, to try and do it before Chatzos. The Gra, however, said that you could do it all the way up until Alos B'Diavad, as we see from this story, that he woke up in the middle of the night and tried to force himself to fulfill his mitzvah Malava Malka. So again, ideally it should be done right away. And therefore there are some who say that you should at least eat something right after you make Havdalah to be able to fulfill this. And then, later on, B'Diavad, and others say L'Chachila you have until the fourth hour, Others say until Chatzos, and then B'diavad, the Gra would say until Alos. Fine, so that's in terms of timing. What do you have to eat in order to fulfill this mitzvah? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Aleph, towards the middle of Sivkatan Aleph, says, Umashma b'gemara, the fourth line of the Mishnah Berurah in the right column, Umashma b'gemara to yitba se'uda zo'a apasel chachila. It sounds from the Gemara that you should try to have bread at this se'uda, k'mo b'shar se'uda shal Shabbos, just like all other se'udas. You should try to meat along with that, or cook something for this meal. But if you don't have bread, you're afraid you're just going to be eating too much, such as in the summertime, when you eat Shal Shudas so late already, 8 o'clock you're eating Shal Shudas, so how are you really going to eat a big meal afterwards? Then, so you could eat mazonos instead, or at least fruit. So we have different levels. Ideally, you should eat bread. If you can't eat bread, you should eat mazonos. We would probably say pasul b'kisnin is better than regular mazonos, as we've seen by our discussions of Kiddush Makom Suda, etc., that pasul b'kisnin would be better than a regular mazonos. Rav Nevensol, I asked Rav Eisenstein actually to ask Rav Nevensol about it. I don't think he got a chance to, but Rav Nevensol seems to hold that you could fulfill your Seudas Shabbos L'chatchila with Pasul B'Kisnin, so it seems to be that way. So I'll get back to you when Rav Eisenstein asks him. But so Pasul B'Kisnin would probably be better than regular mazonos. If you don't have Pasul B'Kisnin, so have some mazonos. If you can't have mazonos, so then you can have fruit. Are we really machbit to try and have meat? So I saw brought down from Shmuel Kamenetsky that Shmuel Kamenetsky said, we are not necessarily, no way. Oh, sorry, not Rishon Kamenetsky. This one was from Ravosha. Ravosha, in source number 5, says, it was Var Misha Noeg Lechol Sudas Mod Mach Matsai Shabbos Basar Sheroi Lassos Kain Lamisha Efshalo Kid Isa Magin Avram Mistaber Shekemish Akopaname Eze Tam Shayia Nimsu Ach Mir Hashem Mizrizim Mimitzel Shaloi Kvig Lechol Basar Basudas Malava Malka. So I cut it off in the middle because he's talking about whether you can eat meat from Lava Malka in the 9 days. But he says that most of us, even Yerei Hashem and Zrizim B'Mitzvos, aren't really makbid on having meat. But we should try to have pas if we can. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you should be careful. Someone asked him this because people ask everything. They want to know. They don't want to eat their pas yet. They're going to eat it before the fourth hour, but they're not ready to have their pas yet. But they're hungry for some reason, so they want to have some crackers. So what should they do? So he said, if you're eating mazonos after Shabbos, but you don't want to fulfill Malava Malka yet, then you should have that in mind. Because if you don't have it in mind, then potentially you'll be yotzei your mitzvah Malava Malka in a b'dieved fashion by having mazonos. So you should try to have in mind that you're not fulfilling your mitzvah Malava Malka yet. But the Vilna Gaon, just as he held that it's a very tremendous chiyuv to eat Malava Malka, he also held that it had to be with pas. And another story, there's 3 stories that we're going to get to with the Vilna Gaon. So one was him waking up in the middle of the night and forcing himself to eat. And another one is that one time Rav Chaim Volozhin came to visit him on Motzei Shabbos, and the Gra asked him, did you eat Malava Malka yet? And he said he's really not feeling so well, and he's afraid it will hurt him. So he was making on himself to eat honey cake. Apparently honey cake is not so bad for you. So he had honey cake. And Vilna Gaon laughed at him and said, you have to eat Seudas Malava Malka right now in my house. You have to have bread, because you have to have bread for Malava Malka. So Vilna Gaon took this very seriously. Not only would he wake up in the middle of the night, but he also held that you had to have bread. So ideally, we should try and have bread. If you're too full, so they bring down that if you're really too full, so then obviously you shouldn't force yourself. Some say dafka that you should eat, because then you're showing that you're eating for the mitzvah and not because you're hungry. So I guess it'll be before achila gasa, but when you're still not so hungry, so that would be nice to show Kadosh Baruch Hu you're still fulfilling the mitzvah anyway. Rav Sternbach, in source number 4, says, Nagu etzleinu lechol b'sudas malava malka gam mishiyari sudas shabbos shemachamamin. We eat leftovers for malava malka, not b'dieved, but rather uchatchila. Why? B'mnei sheshiyari mitzvah chashuvim hein. It's leftovers of a mitzvah, and leftovers of a mitzvah we know are important. Umikramale, it's a pasuk. Misharosam, suros, pisimosam, ashikmam. When Klal Yisrael was leaving, they had their matzahs on their backs. Perish Rashi, Dishiyare, Mitzvah, De Matzah, Umar, Chashuvim. They would carry the matzahs with them even after they fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah and mar in Mitzrayim. They carried it out with them because the leftovers of the mitzvah are also important. It's a Rashi. Afalpi shebehemos harbeimim. Even though they had plenty of animals that they could have carried the stuff, nasam al shichmam l'chaveh mitzvos. They carried them on their shoulders to show how valuable they are. Shiaris to the Shabbos chaveh. Leftovers from Shabbos are also chaveh. V'ray lechol a mitzvah, and you should use it for a mitzvah. Hainu besudas mava malka. Come to Kaddish Baal parties. Maybe she besudas zom mamshich or the besudas Shabbos a chol besudas yom achol. Okay, so the Baal HaParday says that this Suda that we eat extends the Kedusha of Shabbos all the way through the week, and so eating the leftovers of Shabbos, Kal v'chomer. So some people seem to say that you should try and cook something new, but Rav Schoenbach says no, we should dafka be eating leftovers, which is a great limud zechus, because it's much easier to eat leftovers Motzei Shabbos. Still try to leave over some for Sunday night dinner. Also, I don't know if there's a kiyum, I guess maybe there's a kiyum of shiari mitzvah by eating it on Sunday also, but he says better to use shiari mitzvah for another mitzvah. So that's what we do. You could use your leftovers from Shabbos to eat them dafka motzei Shabbos in order to use shiari mitzvah for a mitzvah. So again, yeah?
Right after Shabbos?
Break out the leftovers. So, and we have to understand, it's not b'di'evid. You might say, oh man, we should go get pizza. No. We should dafka be eating the leftovers. Because
we're kind of basar.
Yeah, you got everything. You have pas, you have basar. And just like we say, you know, by the Erev Tavshilin, we use the matzah or whatever you're using for the Erev Tavshilin. You eat it for one of the sudas, because once something was used for one mitzvah, you use it for another. So too here, you're using something that was used for a mitzvah for another mitzvah. Shnurbach says it's beautiful. So again, l'chachila, we should try and have bread. B'di'evet have mezonos, b'di'evet have fruit. But you should not view eating leftovers, at least according to Shnurbach, you should not view eating leftovers as b'di'evet. This is even a higher level, because you're continuing the Kedusha of Shabbos into the Malava Malka. What possible eitz do we have if you know you won't be hungry later? So, when you're at Shal Shudis, so nowadays it's harder to eat Shal Shudis. But during the summer, when it's easy to eat Shal Shudis, and then you don't think you're going to be hungry later on, so what can you do? So the Aruch HaShulchan in source number 7 says, "Im himshich s'uda shlishis toch halayla." If you continued eating Shal Shudis after Shkia, after Tzeis, v'achal b'layla kazayis, and you ate a kazayis of bread even afterwards, yachol latzis b'gam s'udas malava malka, quoted from the Elia Rabbah. You could even fulfill Malava Malka this way by just eating Shal Shudis, continuing into night. Toso Shabbos, Mavur, Degam, La'ani, Ha'over, Mokal, La'makam, Shishman, Likan, La'sudam, Mosul, Shabbos. Okay, so that's not for us. But we see the Aruch HaShulchan gives this Eitzah, and the Be'er Heitev, that happens to be printed in the Mishnah Berurah, at the end of the Be'er Heitev, gives this Eitzah also. Shamati, Shemam, Shechasud, Shlish, Esad, La'achar, Hashecha, Ein, Tzarech, Le'achol, Od, Sudar, Rabbis, and Mutzai, Shabbos. So we have this idea that you could continue your Shal Shudis extra. Doesn't really sit so well with a lot of people, because you eat your Shal Shudis, then you eat your Malava Malka, and then what are you going to do after you eat your Malava Malka? Well, you still have to bench. What are you going to say when you bench? You're saying Ritzeh. So you're clearly saying it's Shabbos. So that's as tarti disaster as it gets, to say it's still Shabbos, but I already was Malava the Shabbos out. It just... Will the Nuskli really get sustenance from this meal or not? I don't know. But clearly, this is just an Eitzah. If you really know, there's no way you're going to be able to eat. So then better to do this than nothing else. It's not like you lose anything by it. But probably, I guess the question would be, is it better to eat a kazayis of pas when it's still Shabbos after Tzeis to call it Malava Malka, or better to eat mezonos or peros later on? Or do both and just hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept your clear intentions to try and do the mitzvah in the best way possible. Okay, so that's a possible answer. Some other ha'aros about this mitzvah. So the Chuvas on Hagos, the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning says, Yisadar Adam Shulchano, Hainu Lifros Mapa al Shulchano Derech Kavod. It means to put a tablecloth down in order to honor Motzei Shabbos. So what is it? Do you have to put a new tablecloth down? Can you leave the old tablecloth? So many bring that you're supposed to take the tablecloth off right after Avdallah, and therefore you should try and put down a new tablecloth from Malava Malka, but many point out that we're not actually knowing that way. However, Rav Schoenbach in source number 6 says, Nira shebetzeis haShabbos marim shemitztarim berotzim l'harach haShabbos. We're trying to show that we want to extend Shabbos as much as we can. B'lachin tzarech se'uda doma l'Shabbos, and therefore you have to have a meal similar to the Shabbos meal. And it should be an honorable suda. And you show through that meal that you want to extend Shabbos because you love Shabbos. And therefore, it has to be as similar to Shabbos as possible. With the tablecloth. Even people that say that mezonos works from a lava malko to lokagra, near shemodu shalkapanim shatsarach l'achol kisuda shlishes b'mapa derech kavod. So you still have to put a tablecloth down, even if you're just having mezonos. Shulchan aruch, siman shin, yisader shulchano, aval pisha eino tzarach el kezayis. So there's a chiyuv to cover the table. So you should try and put a tablecloth down, even if you're just having mezonos, which Sternberg says, you should still put the tablecloth down in order to be machabed this meal as much as possible.
What?
Yeah, I saw a discussion about wearing Shabbos clothes, and it's complicated because they bring down from the Arizal. I didn't know this, but I always remember in yeshiva I always used to wear the same white shirt that I wore on Shabbos I wear on Sunday. So I know you're not supposed to wear clothes that you wear during the week on Shabbos, but the Arizal says you're not supposed to wear clothes that you wear on Shabbos during the week either. So then how could you continue? So some people say you're supposed to wear, daf, you're supposed to wear your Shabbos clothes until after Malav Malka, but based on this Arizal, it should be that you take it off right after Abdallah. I'm sure there were some that had special Malav Malka clothing, but it seems like you can't fulfill all the shitas. Some people say you're supposed to keep it on until after Malav Malka dafka because of this, but others say it's a problem because of this Arizal. So yes, could be a problem. There's also that some that have a minhag to have candles based off of this, because it's supposed to be like the Suda Shabbos, and by the Friday night Suda, you have candles. So to Lava Malka, you should have candles. I think it's brought down. At the end of the Mishnah Berurah and Sukkot and Gimel, Mitam Zeh, Yesh Nogim Harbos Neiros, Mitzay Shabbos, Yosir Me'achol. So some say, no, it just means electric lights count for that. But others are very machbid to light. Some people light candles immediately after Shabbos to last for this Malav Malka. But again, Shmuel Kamenetsky said that Ruba the Alma ain't no again came. Kamosha ain't orchan of Shulchan Miuchan Malav Malka. Just so you don't set this table special, maybe you'll have a tablecloth, I don't know, but you don't set everything special just like Shabbos. We won't tell you Shabbos. So too, he said the Minhag Olam is not to light candles. I'm sure there are those that are Makbid, but if that's not your Minhag, you have what to rely on from Shmuel Kamenetsky. We also see that there's this concept of, some people call the Suda of Malav Malka, they call it Suda's David HaMelech. And we sing about Eliyahu HaNavi. So why does that happen? So because David HaMelech, it's brought down, was going to be killed on Motzei Shabbos, based on the Gemara, he was going to be killed on Motzei Shabbos, and he was saved. So therefore, every Motzei Shabbos, he would have a Suda to thank the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So that's why it's called Suda's David Malkasa, and that's why we sing extra Zmiros, because David HaMelech was the Paitan. So therefore we sing extra Zmiros. And we mention Eliyahu HaNavi, the Ramah, and Simon Rish Sadi Hey, not here, Sif Aleph, says, Nagu Lomer Lahaski Eliyahu HaNavi Motzei Shabbos, L'Hispal Shiyavo V'Yasrenu HaGa'ula. The Torah says this as well. Some knowing Motzei Shabbos, they say, all the psukim that mention Eliyahu. And they say that somehow this causes you to not forget the Torah that you learn, and to have a successful week. And Eliyahu Rabba says that the Medaktagim say all the other Pismonim and Shirim, all of this based off of Eliyahu HaNavi, because we want him to come and bring Mashiach. What about women? Are women obligated in the Suda in Lav Malka? So the Prima Gadim says, Efsher. But the Vilna Gaon was very machbid on women. And one time, his wife told him that she took, upon herself to fast. The whole week. I wasn't so clear on how long she took upon herself, but she took upon herself to fast, and Malav Malka was going to be in there, and she ate through the shlishis, and then after Havdalah she went to sleep so that she could fast. And the Vilna Gaon found out, and he woke her up and said, "You have to eat Malav Malka, and if you don't eat Malav Malka, then all the fasts in the world are worthless, because the mitzvah of Malav Malka is very legitimate." So we know the Vilna Gaon held that way. But he even held that way about women, that we should be makbid on women to eat this suda as well. So again, a bunch of different points about this is something that we should try and fulfill. Has a lot of schoolas to it. The reasons for it, for escorting a Shabbos or this maskoi or the neshama extending into the rest of the week, what we should try and eat and how, etc. For women and this eitz of continuing shal shudis, not necessarily being makbid on meat, trying to cover the table anyway. Eliyahu Navi, David Melech. There's a lot going on at the suda, but I also saw this week. It's just again. Hashkacha Pratis, that Rav Reisman a couple of years ago brought down from Rav Huttner, that this week Laban says to Yaakov Avinu that you should have told me you were leaving, that I would have sent you out with a band and joy if you would have told me you were leaving. So Rav Huttner, in Mamar Pachat Yitzchak on Pesach, Mamar Lamed Ches, says that this is the source for the idea of a Sudas Preda, that when somebody leaves, you make a Suda for him. And Rav Huttner says that this is a concept of Malava Malka, that when Shabbos leaves, we have Zmiros, and a special Suda, as a form of Suda's Preda. It's an expression of Chavivas for the person who's departing, and the idea of Chavivas is something that we learn from Lavan. But Rav Huttner explains that it's much more than this, because if the whole idea of Suda's Preda is to express admiration and longing for the person that's leaving, so then you would praise the person. But if we look in the Zmiros of Malava Malka, we don't praise Shabbos at all. We talk about Eliyahu HaNavi, and we talk about Mashiach, but we're not talking about Shabbos. So if the whole concept of a Suda's Preda is escorting the Shabbos to show Chavivas for it, so then how come we don't talk about how awesome Shabbos is? So Rav Huttner says that the Yisod of Suda's Preda, of appreciating something when you leave, is to appreciate its depth and its significance. It's not just a goodbye party, it's an appreciation of what you are going to be missing. And what is the concept of Shabbos? Shabbos is a longing and a shtokikus for the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. The whole Shabbos is to create a desire for us that we want the Shabbos L'Asid Lava, that we want Mashiach to be coming. So that's why the Suda's Preda of Shabbos is not focusing on Shabbos itself. It's focusing on the Yom Shekulo Shabbos, about Eliyahu HaNavi and Mashiach, etc. And in the same Amarei Pesach, he brings from our parsha again that Leah called Levi with the name Levi, Hapam Yilavet Ishi, that being Malava means to connect to somebody. When you're malava someone, when you say goodbye, so someone wants to be malava you, is to say goodbye, but the ultimate goodbye is a levaya. So we have the same concept. So Leah didn't mean hapam yilavei she, now my husband will walk me out of there and say goodbye. The word being malava is a constant connection. And the ultimate connection to a person is the preda, because when a person leaves and you appreciate the person, so that's a true connection that you have. And that's what malava malka is supposed to be about. It's appreciation of Shabbos, and it's to create a true connection that we can have to Shabbos, to understand that Shabbos isn't just about the things that we're doing on Shabbos, but there's a greater depth to Shabbos, the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. And that's why the Zmiros of Malava Malka are so important, to remind ourselves why we're having this Suda's Malava Malka at all. If we don't sing the Zmiros, obviously we'll still fulfill the Chiv or whatever it may be, but we're missing out on understanding why we have this concept of the Suda's Malava Malka at all. That when we're escorting out the Shabbos, we're supposed to be focusing on how amazing the Shabbos is, and how it should allow us to have this connection and this deep longing for Mashiach, and that's what we should try to be thinking about when we eat our pas, or our mazonos, or our peiros, or more likely, our leftovers on Shabbos. Shkayach.